Bringing your new baby home is exciting but stressful.
Having your new baby at home is an exciting time. You will experience a different kind of love for a person like you've never had before. But having a new baby in your home can also be stressful. All the demands your baby puts on your life means you lose freedom, and you have to make sacrifices, and you're forced to make radical changes in your habits and lifestyle, and it can be difficult. Since your baby will be helpless and can't do anything for herself, she'll depend on you for everything she needs to survive. Knowing what your baby needs and what to do when your baby cries is the first thing you'll have to start learning as soon as you bring your baby home. Crying's not a bad thing. Your baby's crying is good for you and your baby. It's good for the baby because it's a way he can release stress when he's overtired and overwhelmed. Your baby's crying is good for you because it's the most effective way for you to know when he needs help. Until he learns to talk, it's the best way for him to let you know when he doesn't feel good and needs something done to make him feel better. Crying could mean he's sick or in pain or has a medical problem. You may need to get him to the doctor for medical help.
But what if your baby didn't cry at all?
Wouldn't it be harder to figure out what your baby needs and when he needs it? His crying can be a helpful reminder. Since your baby can't do anything for herself, you can expect her to cry off and on during the first few weeks. It won't take long for you to know by the sound of her cry why she's crying and what she wants. She'll be using different sounding cries to tell you, and she'll probably keep crying until she gets what she needs. But don't worry, you'll catch on fast.